Governor Charlie Baker is working to reassure travelers in Massachusetts in the wake of the bombings in the New York area. He says law enforcement is prepared for possible threats. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
The governor says state officials asked transit police to bump up their visibility in light of this weekend's bombings in New York and New Jersey. But Baker says there's no local connection to the attacks.
The message from the beginning has been that this does not have any direct connection to anything going on here in New England.
Speaking in the Seaport this afternoon, Baker emphasized the familiar message of the post-9/11 era. If you see something, say something.
And that if people see something, they should tell somebody. Because when you're talking about backpacks and trash cans and dumpsters and mailboxes as potential locations for this stuff, the audience needs to be pretty much everybody.
At South Station this afternoon, an officer walked a bomb-sniffing dog while transit police made the rounds. Commuter Ann McCarthy of Melrose says the New York area attacks did not stop her from getting on the train.
What are we going to do? Stop living? So did I have problems getting on the T today? No, I didn't even think about it. I was mostly annoyed about finding a parking space at the commuter rail.
Another traveler at South Station was Kathy Davies, who's visiting Boston from the Bay Area. She recalled the San Bernardino shooting and says she's learned to put aside her fears.
And I think it's the only way to get through every day because the violence has become so pervasive. I think all you can do is put it aside and go about your daily lives. I don't know what else to say. That's the only way. It's the only way I get on a plane anymore, and we travel regularly.
Governor Baker says a heightened police presence at transit centers will be a reality from now on. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.